Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hold up. Stop the music. What time did Freaky like quit at 6:30? Like, what the hell? We're like 3 minutes early from starting.
It's 6:59:49.
Okay, you started the show at 6:58:44. But what are we, just, you know, willy-nilly? We're just starting with, you know, again, I know Freaky had to come in and do 5 hours. Did we stop the show 5 minutes early when I was up in a closet a few weeks ago? Or did we go till midnight? Holy cow. Like, what time did he shut it down? I mean, I'm in there doing interviews, and you know, I've been interviewing since 6:20, recording interviews, and I come in, I'm like, okay, I got a few minutes and I'm gonna, you know, set everything up, I'm gonna get my Twitter up, and we'll get the text line up and all this kind of stuff. And I guess Freaky, what, he quit at like 6:45? What, he go for a burger and a beer or what? Like, how early are we starting these shows? I mean, I got to get Steak to be my lead-in because I'll get 15 extra minutes. I mean, listen, if I get Steak in here, by 7:15, we'll be ready to roll. Meanwhile, Freaky, you know, he panicked about doing 5 hours, and he's out here at 6:45. He's already downstairs at the Politan Row getting a cocktail with the real estate maven. Holy cow. Jeez, I'm like, okay, I got a few minutes to get ready. And then all of a sudden the music starts in. I'm like, wait a second. Like, how early are we starting here? Boy, Jarvis wouldn't have done this to me. Jarvis wouldn't have done these kinds of things. Anyway, I guess, well, now it's officially the John Chuckery Show. I mean, we can get started now. Now that we had to kill 3 minutes of time.
You want me to start the music back
over?
Yeah,
start the damn thing over again. I'm in a mood today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome in, finally, to the John Chuckery Show. After John Freaky's how long did he work? 4 hours and 45 minutes. Jeez.
It was like 4:52, 53.
Jeez. Thank God I got Dukes and Bell in here normally because, I mean, again, they don't leave 20 minutes early.
It's the holiday weekend, you know. The
yeah, really. I mean, good Lord. I guess everybody's on vacation right now. We got schedules that, you know, we're supposed to adhere to, and, you know, we don't even do that anymore. So can you tell I'm in a mood? Like, you know, again, I'm fired up, and, you know, it's just all kinds of craziness, man. Why is it this show that we always have to deal with crazy stuff? Always got to deal with something crazy. Anyway. Download the Odyssey app. I know you're not in the car as much, but you want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take the smartphone, the Alexa speakers, your tablet, your Roomba, your Coleco, your Commodore 64, whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show, it's through our personal Twitter pages, at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there producing the show on the other side of the glass, pushing all the buttons a hell of a lot earlier than what it should be. Day-Day sets me up with a 6:40 interview, knowing that we're probably going to go, you know, at least 15. By the time you get them set up, get them off, you know, Felipe. So we got Felipe Cardenas on, right? Okay, so we've got who's the other guy we got?
Ben
Ben Adler. Ben Ladder. Ben whatever. Ben Affleck. Okay? We got Ben Affleck on. Ben Ladner on. So Ben Ladner is a basketball writer for FanSided. Okay? So we had him at 6:20. And then I had, you know, and peek behind the curtain, Felipe Cardenas at 6:40. Now we try to do these interviews like 6 or 6:20 or 6:40, right? To give some time. But again, if I go at 6:40, you know by the time I do 12, 13 minutes of interview and, you know, get him set up, if he answers right away, and then, you know, say a greeting. By the way, too, Felipe Cardenas, we were talking about, because he was joking about the fact that that he is having a night out in Midtown tonight. And I said, well, if you're here, if you come by the studio, come and stop on by. Come on through and stop by. So we were joking about the idea of, when we were off air, that we'll try to get Felipe in studio with us. So we'll try to get him in studio and have some fun, talk soccer, talk whatever like that. So, but you know, again, it's going to take me, you know, 15, 16 minutes to get through everything and all the interview and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I'm late, but I'm coming in here. I've got everything printed off. I had to go to the printer and all this kind of stuff. And then here's Day-Day, 6:50, you know, playing the music. Like, what are we doing?
It was like 6:59.
It was 6:58:44. I literally looked up when I heard the music. It's like, wait a second, what time are we coming on? Jeez. So I'm going to have a longer show than Freaky at this point. Ay, ay, ay. I'm in a mood. It's Friday. It's Memorial Day holiday weekend, right?
Right, so you should be happy to get started
early. No, it's not happy because I got to do a longer show. I already got 4 hours, and I got to go to work in the morning.
A minute and
30 seconds? I
already got
4 hours of this by myself. And then we do five in a closet. Hey. Anyway. So, again, Felipe Cardenas, he'll join us at 7:40. We'll talk some Atlanta United. They get ready for action in Orlando. Look, this is another match that Atlanta United should win, right? Like, this should be another match. We keep just kind of muddling around with some of these mediocre teams. Charlotte, Chicago. Like, we got to beat some of these teams, right? Aren't we supposed to flex our muscle and beat some of these teams? I mean, I know historically we've been pretty good against Orlando, right? But, again, this is, you know, they're kind of middling this year. They've been kind of disappointing. We've kind of just, you know, of late been kind of middling as well. Like, let's go. Let's get this thing figured out and go get 3 points on the road. Come on, Atlanta United. I know we're going to go through some roster changes and stuff like this, but, you know, we need to win some of these matches that we got to take advantage of some of these, you know, less than teams. Chicago, Charlotte. Got to take advantage of some of these teams. We can certainly beat, you know, Orlando down there. So let's beat some of these teams. So we'll talk to him at 7:40. Braves tonight. Obviously, they are still at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. They'll take on Philadelphia this 4-game set tomorrow and then Sunday as well. Good start last night to everything. So that was good news for the Atlanta Braves. They kind of broke out some of the whipping sticks and things like that. But we'll see what happens tonight. And look, Jared Schuster is on the mound, and he's been good his last couple of starts. Didn't start off good, but he's been good his last couple of starts. So let's hope that trend continues, right? And look, I know it isn't a very big sample size, but his ERA going into his last start before he got this first win was like 8.31, and he dropped that down to 5.49. So, again, it was a good start for him last time out. And, you know, it was, what was it, 6 innings and an earned run with 1 hit. He only gave up the solo home run against Seattle and had 7 strikeouts in it. And he had not given up less than 3 runs in his first 3 starts in his career. Three runs, four runs. So it felt like, you know, okay, start number 4, he's kind of calmed down, kind of settled down in. And look, we talked about this last night. And honestly, we could look back 5 years from now. If Schuster gets some things figured out, I think Elder's here to stay. Obviously, I think Spencer Strider is going to be a Cy Young candidate over the next couple few years. If Schuster pans out, this will be one of the great drafts of all time for the Atlanta Braves in the 2020 draft. Like, this is shaping up to be a monster. If you get Jared Schuster, Bryce Elder, and Spencer Strider as 3 of the 4 picks you make in a draft, and those guys can stick for the long term with this club, that's a grand slam. That's a grand slam draft. You don't always get multiple guys that can be starting pitchers coming up in a short amount of time. Again, 3 years ago, Spencer Strider's pitching for Clemson University. And then they didn't have a regular season, or they didn't have a minor league season because of the pandemic and everything else, right? I mean, that was all jacked up in 2020 with the pandemic. And then I think it was a reduced minor league schedule in 2021. So the fact that these guys have come up, all of them, all 3 of these guys, that they've come up, been able to contribute, and let's see if, you know, Schuster can build off that start. That was a really, really good start. You only give up 1 hit and 1 walk in 6 innings. I know it's still a solo home run, but still, you're not going to get yourself in much trouble. And let's see if he can get another 6 innings tonight, right? He's built, you know, his first 2 starts, 4 2/3, 4 innings. Then his third start was 5 innings. Then this past start, 6 innings. Can we build it to where it kind of stays at a 6 inning kind of mark? Because if so, I mean, this is one more guy that we look at and say, okay, you know, the future could be bright, and obviously the here and now could be bright because we've got a lot of pitching ailments. Max Fried ain't coming back anytime soon. Kyle Wright certainly isn't coming back anytime soon. And we know Ian Anderson's done for the year. So while we're waiting for Michael Soroka, and I don't even know when that's going to be. I don't think anybody knows when that's going to be. I think they'll have as much kit gloves as humanly possible for Michael Soroka. I mean, you just wrap him in bubble wrap and just take it easy, and you be overly cautious with him. I know we need pitching, and I know we need starters, and we don't want to get into bullpen games and blah, 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 blah. But you've got to be overly cautious with Michael Soroka. Got to be overly cautious. Celtics did win last night. Can I tell you that, and we'll talk to Ben Ladner about the finals and some Hawks talk and things like that. All of a sudden, and I know it's probably perception because, again, no team has ever come back in NBA history down 0-3. Right? No team has ever done it. And there's only been one team in baseball that's ever done it, right? So, again, a huge sample size that has never been, nothing's ever been accomplished. Well, it felt like we have a whole new series after that victory last night. It felt like now all of a sudden, okay, Boston's in this thing and we've really got a series now. Now, again, it could change, you know, could change in a heartbeat here in a blink of an eye as they play on Saturday. But it does feel like that all of a sudden, this is a new series. And boy, if the Celtics win on Saturday, whoo boy. Man, oh man, oh man. You talk about a tightened up sphincter. You talk about butt puckering. You talk about having those cheeks just clenching up on you. Is that descriptive enough, Day-Day, for you?
Yeah, that's...
But seriously, Celtics win on Saturday. Whoo, boy. Now this is going to be a fun, fun Game 7. So we'll see what happens. And Denver's just kind of hanging back, right? They're at the pool. They're at the spa. They're at the club, right? Nobody's getting in trouble. So, again, we'll talk to Ben Ladner coming up here at 8:20. We'll talk with him. And how about this? How about the fact of Marcell Ozuna and what he's been able to do in the month of May? This has been a great month of May for Marcell Ozuna. So far in the month of May, hold please, we get to the numbers here. He is batting .343 with a .421 on base percentage. So he's got 9 walks in the month of May. He's slugging .746 with an almost 1,200 OPS. 8 homers, 19 RBI, 3 doubles. He scored 15 runs, and he's only got 16 strikeouts to 9 walks. So it's not even 2-1. Dare I say, I'll say it, Day-Day, he might be the player of the month in the National League. He might be the player of the month in May for the National League. Now, Ronnie won it in April. If he can keep this up for another week, I think he's going to end up the player of the month. Because he may be a 10-homer, 25 RBI, 340. I mean, his May has been outstanding. And this is all good news for the Braves. It's all good news for the Braves. It's not about trades and stuff like that. It's just helping win ball games. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Do the Braves win or do the Braves lose? How you get there, okay, we can discuss some of that. But by and large, it's about do you win, do you lose? Especially when you're playing 18,000 games during the regular season, when it's never ending in the regular season. So hats off to Marcell Ozuna. I mean, he's been outstanding in the month of May, and he may find himself, how crazy would this be if he finds a way to win the player of the month in the National League for the month of May? That is crazy. All right, here we go. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. There was a big-name wide receiver who got cut today by the Arizona Cardinals named DeAndre Hopkins. Does he make sense for the Falcons? Let's discuss it. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Kia Studios. Friday night with you here as we head into the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Can we clear something up, Day-Day, too, by the way? It's not Happy Memorial Day.
No, I don't think you say that.
No.
It's just Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not happy, hey, have a happy Memorial Day. Well, that's... We honor the fallen soldiers,
right.
You know. I mean, it's not necessarily a happy time and things like that. I'm not saying it's not a great weekend and it's, you know, the official kickoff to unofficial kickoff to summer and all that good kind of stuff, but it's not Happy Memorial Day. We don't say all that.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right, here's what we got. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. Does DeAndre Hopkins make sense for the Falcons? You know, obviously, he was released today, and we kind of wondered, we've been talking about this for a while on the show, just the idea of, okay, would the Cardinals cut him? They certainly probably wanted to trade him first and foremost, but again, he had almost a $31 million cap hit this year. Highest cap hit among receivers in the NFL, seventh highest overall in the NFL. So it was going to be tough to move him, right? I mean, you know, you got a guy that's got years on his contract left and he's got, you know, a huge cap hit. Like, most teams just can't absorb all of that. And so it's always going to be hard to trade him. The Cardinals just cut him, right? And I'm curious to that move, but again, it is what it is. The Cardinals will free up $8.15 million in cap space. So they had, what, $16 million in cap space? I think they have $16 million right now. Okay. Like, how much more cap space you need? He's 30 years old. He's been speculation of being traded for a while now. By the way, the Cardinals will take a $22.6 million dead cap hit for him. And he was going to be a free agent at the end of next season. End of next season. Does he make sense for the Falcons? Now, the Falcons are not going to get in a bidding war. Falcons have, according to this, almost $10.8 million to spend on DeAndre Hopkins. They've got almost that kind of, just slightly below, a cat whisker below $10.8 million. You look, the Bears have $32 million, and they need wide receiver help, right? Panthers lost their best wide receiver, DJ Moore, in that trade with the Chicago Bears. Bears got DJ Moore. They could use more wide receiver help. Panthers lost their best wide receiver. They could certainly use help, and certainly it would make a lot of sense for DeAndre Hopkins to go and play with Bryce Young, right? Colts, another team. Okay at wide receiver. I don't know if they're great, but $23.5 million of cap space. You want to make Jordan Love a better quarterback? Packers got almost $16.6 million in cap space. So there are teams that now that you're free of his contract restrictions that make a lot of sense. Now, most of these teams, to be fair, are not very good. I don't think the Eagles are looking for wide receiver. I don't think the Bengals are looking for wide receiver. Maybe the Packers, but we'll see how good they are with Jordan Love. I don't think the Chargers are looking for a wide receiver. I don't think maybe the Saints are looking for a wide receiver. So most of the teams that you're looking at that A, have cap space available, and B, could use a wide receiver, I'm not sure that if they get into a bidding war that they're going to win that kind of battle. Would I like to see DeAndre Hopkins here? Yeah, I don't want to overpay for DeAndre Hopkins, but I'd love to see him here. If you talk about all of the offensive weaponry that we have, and if I could add DeAndre Hopkins in the mix, I'll put it with you like this. If Arthur Smith has that many offensive weapons to play with, and they are not at least a top five, 67% red zone efficient team as far as scoring touchdowns go, then the coach should be replaced. If you get DeAndre Hopkins and you can't be one of the five best red zone offenses in the league at above 67%, two out of three, times you're in the red zone, you're scoring touchdowns, then we got the wrong coach. Because all I hear about is his offensive mind and his ingenuity and he's this and that. And I mean, if we can't be that, then what are we? And if you had DeAndre Hopkins in the mix, I mean, I got no problem with doing this. I got no problem. It's because we can dictate what the marketplace is going to be. Like, it's not his contract, right? He's not going to get traded and be a $31 million cap hit. Those days are gone now for him. So would I like to see the Falcons get him? Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing them go after him. We could use another wide receiver. I was surprised that they did not take wide receiver in the draft. That Torrey McElhaney and I talked about this, that we were both surprised that wide receiver wasn't taken. And we thought that, okay, maybe they got some undrafted rookie free agents and all this kind of stuff. Well, right now that they don't have that real complimentary number two piece to what Drake London is. Obviously, combination of Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier and Jonnu Smith, right? It's a conglomerate of guys, not just a single solitary number two type of guy. Who knows? DeAndre Hopkins on this team could be a number one. He might be the number one wide receiver on this team. But if you had DeAndre Hopkins, Jonnu Smith, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan, Tyler Algier, it's a lot of offensive personnel, right? And somebody's going to have to coach all of these guys up. There's an old saying about, if you got too much of a good thing, You know, it just kind of may spoil, but I would love to have all of this offensive personnel. And I would not mind at all to see DeAndre Hopkins in a Falcons uniform. Now, he's obviously still got some production left in the tank. I'm not counting on him to be the type of wide receiver that he was over the last few years, but his last three seasons in Arizona, 2,696 yards, 17 touchdowns, 221 catches. He had 64 catches, 717 yards, and three touchdowns last year. And that was after he missed the first six games of the year because, remember, he failed the performance-enhancing or the NFL performance-enhancing drug policy, right? So he missed the first six games of the year and still had over 700 yards and three touchdowns. Can I tell you, I mean, you know, if he was somebody like that, wouldn't you love to see Desmond Ridder be able to throw to him? Janu, Pitts, London, DeAndre, why not? Why not? Now, again, I don't think he's going to cost $20 million or something ridiculous like that. I certainly don't think that, well, let me put it like this. We're not going to get in a bidding war with some of the teams that need wide receiver as well. We don't have the cap space, you know, compared to the Bears and the Panthers and some of these other teams. You know, there are teams that have $20, $30 million of cap space available. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but they've got it available. And so we can't really get into a bidding war because we've got about $10 million, not quite $11 million in cap space. It's a big gap between where the Bears and the Colts and who's the other team? The Panthers. It's a big difference from where those teams are at versus where we're at. But maybe he wants to come down and be a part of a winner. Maybe he wants to come down and be a part of something special. Maybe he wants to come down and play with Cordarrelle Patterson. A couple of Tennessee guys, right? UT guys. There's a lot to like about. Listen, would I rather if it's not about just the money, and it's always about money, okay? Right? What, Day-Day, what do we say the truest thing about the two C's in life that are the most true?
Yeah, cash and creative.
Yeah, cash and creative. That was always Jim Ross's line, cash and creative. Flash, flash. Cash and creative, that's what it's all about, baby. So as long as it's not a bidding war just for the dollars and cents aspect of it, there's a lot to like about this team. Now, we saw that, you know, he had put out that list of quarterbacks that he wanted to play for and this and that. Well, again, you go to where, you know, it's going to be a fit and all this kind of stuff. But now he's on the marketplace. Now he's available for anybody to sign. And if it's just about the money, he's got lots of other better options, right? I mean, the Panthers, Bears, Lions, Colts, Packers, you know, Texans, Bengals, Eagles, they can pay him more. And in the case of the Colts, Lions, Panthers, Bears, they can pay him significantly more. Significantly more. Because those teams are all at the 20-plus million-dollar cap line level. So it'll be interesting to see. I would not mind taking a flyer on DeAndre Hopkins. I wouldn't mind seeing what he's got left in the tank. Let's see if he wants to come play with his personnel. He doesn't have to be the number one option as far as offensive personnel does, right? I mean, he was that way in Arizona. He had to be the number one guy. Well, we've got Pitts. We've got London. We got Algier. We got Bijan. We got Janu. He can be a pretty good player without having to be, you know, the best, you know, on his own team. And that's the thing that's intriguing about all of this is, okay, would he come and play for a team like the Falcons, who a lot of people, again, we talked about Adam Schein last night, hopping on the bandwagon to. As the national media kind of props up more and more about the Falcons, could this be the sexiest situation that he finds himself in? Because we're not Bears level bad, but, you know, most of the teams are not all that good that are on this list. Or at least, you know, the top salary cap teams that are on this list. So if you're going to a lesser than team, this may be the destination spot, right? This may be the best destination for DeAndre Hopkins to come to. I'm all for it. I mean, now that he's not under contract, I wasn't for trading him. I wasn't going to trade for him and absorb that $30 million of cap space. I wasn't going to do all that. But now that he's out there on the open marketplace, I'd be willing to roll the dice on him. I wouldn't mind seeing it happen. So we'll see. All right, when we come back, Felipe Cardenas is going to join us. We'll talk some Atlanta United with him. Chuck me in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show live on this Friday evening with you as we get ready for another match on the road for Atlanta United, this time in Orlando. I'm not sure if they're still the big rival for Atlanta, but we can discuss that here with our buddy Felipe Cardenas. He is joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, soccer writer for The Athletic. TheAthletic.com is where you can check out all of his work, and on Twitter, at Felipe Carr. Felipe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Of course. Happy to be on the show. It's Friday night. I'm enjoying a nice Friday night in Midtown Atlanta. So,
wow. Okay. Well, yeah, listen, if you're by the studios here, just come on by and swing on through.
All right, so. On. I might have to.
you know, listen, this is the mandatory question that always has to be asked when there is a draw for Atlanta United, and that is, does the draw feel like more of a win or more like a victory with what happened in Chicago?
Well, I'll answer your first question that you asked at the top of the show. Orlando City is, I think it's still Atlanta United's chief rival. You know, I think they've got a couple budding rivalries, but this is the one that always feels like the fans really don't like each other. The players don't like each other. There is a little bit of front office rivalry as well, so it's always fun to watch. You know, the 3-3 draw against the Chicago Fire, it definitely did not feel like a win. It wasn't a draw that felt like a win. It definitely felt like a loss. I think the player, you ask the players, they might say the same thing. It was a tough one, I think, for fans that, you know, I've heard from a couple fans that you just sort of correspond with, and lots of frustration with the way the team is giving up what they say are easy goals. You know, even Gonzalo Pineda, the head coach, said the same thing. They're conceding too easily. And so that's always going to be frustrating, even if you're getting a point out of it, because you should be getting 3 points. Atlanta should be going on the road and earning points against teams like Chicago that aren't at the top of the table.
Does it feel like Atlanta United hasn't taken advantage of their schedule this year, whether it's losing to Charlotte in their home field or a draw like this on the road? I mean, it just feels like that they haven't taken advantage of some of these teams that they frankly should be beating, not tying or losing to. They frankly should be beating.
I'll say yes and no, because the beginning of the set schedule was very favorable. They played, I think, away, and then they had 4 of 5 at home. And I remember speaking to Garth Lagerwey for that interview that I reference a lot on your show, because it was just so wide-ranging. It always seems like someone asked me a question and Garth Lagerwey has addressed it. And one of them was, he told me straight up, like, we've got to be good in those games that we're going to be at home. And they were. That's why they're at where they are in the standings, despite some bad performances. And so in that sense, they did. But you're right. You know, they should be beating Charlotte at home. They should be getting more points on the road. The players know it. The staff knows it. But they did enough that some of these results haven't been detrimental, you know, to their league standing. They're still pretty comfortable. And the way that teams are playing, it's really tight at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So if Atlanta can just get more consistent, like, they should be, you know, cruising into the playoffs if they stay at the top.
Felipe Cardenas, soccer writer for The Athletic, joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. With that, have they been a better road team? I mean, they only had, I think it was 2 victories last year on the road. Do you think so far on the road that they have been a better squad year over year?
No. I mean, there have been few Atlanta United teams that have been able to match what Tata Martino's teams did on the road. They were very good. You know, like they would go in and own teams and just play their way or just find ways to gut out performances in tough environments. And so, no, you know, this current side, if I'm not mistaken, like over the last 2 years, they've lost, I think, 21 road games. Like, don't quote me, but I think it's a number like that, that's not appealing at all. And so that's a huge concern. That's what makes you a contender in MLS, in my opinion. Yes, it's playoffs, so like sometimes you just have to get in and you can do your business in a single elimination tournament. But you know that's a concern because there even fans think like, all right, like they're very likely to get a win at home at the Benz, but then they go on the road and there's just a lot of insecurity, I think, from the fan base and just the results aren't helping. So that's an area that Gonzalo Pineda has, I think if he looks at that stat under his win percentage and his current tenure, he's not going to like it.
So we saw Araujo, that he got the red card in the match against the Chicago Fire, but we also saw here, I guess a couple of days later, that he got fined for what was described as failing to leave the field in a timely and orderly manner.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of all of that? What did you make of that? Does that seem petty, or do you think it was justified?
It was likely justified. I think when MLS lays down that sort of fine, there's enough evidence, probably video evidence and testimony from those around, and the referees have a report. And that's it. That's all it takes. The player it's going to be tough for a player to win that argument. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not in Luis Araujo's head, but, you know, this is a player that's been under a lot of scrutiny. I think there's a lot of agreement that he's very talented and that he just couldn't be consistent enough here. And that caused, I think, frustration from the fan base, obviously. But he played with a lot of frustration, I thought. You know, and he was described by his teammates as like a happy guy, you know, classic Brazilian. Who's always just like happy and smiling, and I see it at training, but on game day, it didn't click. And you know that red card obviously coming just days after official news broke that he was being sold to Flamengo, and then that Doug Robertson from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution broke that, and then I was able to break the price, which was indeed a $10 million sale for a player that was about that much. So it's a good bit of business for Atlanta United. And I think the frustration there from the player perhaps is just, you know, a frustrated time in MLS. It didn't go as he wanted.
So I was reading an article in Forbes about Yorgos Yakimakis, and he may be a front runner for the Golden Boot Award this year. And I thought it was interesting because, again, I'm not going to compare anybody to Joseph Martinez. Nobody's ever going to do what Joseph Martinez has been for MLS and for this organization. But is this the closest thing that we have seen to matching his production? I mean, is this kind of where we're moving toward that level of, okay, this is the guy that we can rely on to help score goals when we, you know, there was always when you got an emergency, break glass and bring out Joseph and he'll go score a goal. Is it kind of becoming to that point with Yakimakis that we're starting to see that kind of offensive firepower from him?
Maybe. You're right. You're right about Joseph Martinez. You know, he went on a run in 2019 that the only other player in the world that scored as many goals as Joseph Martinez in consecutive games that year was Lionel Messi. And so that's pretty incredible. That's a high mark. And so Yakimakis, what he's proving is that he's just a legit goal scorer. And that's exactly what Atlanta United needed. And so in that sense, it's a great signing. It's a great find. And they're on their way to solving the problem of having built the first years of the club off of Joseph Martinez's back and what he was going to be able to do in matches. And so that's, you know, you're depending a lot on one player, and Atlanta has suffered, you know, from some of those consequences. But Yakimakis he's just been great, man. And like, I think I'm one of those guys that, you know, you always wonder how these center forwards are going to fit, especially in a new team. And it didn't take long for me to see, like, he's going to get his goals in MLS, and he's doing it. And I think, you know, John, what's funny is that we were talking about some of the negatives, right? The frustrations of Atlanta United when, there's talent there. But despite that, Yakimakis is breaking records with the way that he's scoring and in his, I think, last eight starts, he's like climbing a table there as in MLS lore. And I think that's just a huge bright spot. You know that as soon as you can right the ship a little bit, make some key signings perhaps in midfield, make sure that the replacement for Araujo really works, you already know that you've got a number nine, a center forward that's a killer. And so that's been a massive, massive bright spot for Atlanta.
Perception always has the same effect as truth. And one of the things about Joseph Martinez was it always felt like that – I don't want to say he was going to be an Atlanta United player for life because he obviously isn't now, but it was a situation where it felt like that – okay, he would be a guy that would stay in MLS and would stay with Atlanta United. He was breaking all kinds of records. He was dominating, you know, his league and different things like that. And I don't know how he translated to a worldwide stage, whatever like that. But can the same thing sort of be said about Giakoumakis, that this may be a guy that if he starts dominating at a high, high level, that he stays in MLS and he doesn't, you know, get tempted to go somewhere else? That, look, if he can be the best player in MLS, he can make a really good living for himself and a lot of fame and fortune. So is he a guy that stays in this league, or do you think that he's got bigger, better ambitions further on?
The only reason why I think Yorgos Giakoumakis would leave Atlanta United and MLS before time or before his contract runs out or just prematurely is if he's unhappy and, you know, the team doesn't win the way he expects it. But other than that, I think this guy came here to be a star. I take his word like it's very genuine, and what he says is sincere, and I think he's a legit leader on this team now. You know, he doesn't have to have the armband to do it. But he can definitely be a star. That, you know, the team just has to figure itself out and know that they have a player like that. So I think Giakoumakis is his goal, and he said it was to come here and make history and, you know, come here and be a star and win titles. I know a lot of players say that. I get it. Araujo said the same thing. But you can see that Giakoumakis really is committed big time. And so, yeah, they've got a star in the making, and he's a mature player. He's an experienced player. He's played in Europe. He's won golden boots in Europe, and you know he's that means a lot. That's like, you know, he's a real baller. So it just, again, this team just needs to find a couple key signings, and I think they're going to be a lot better.
This match coming up here tomorrow against Orlando, I mean, they're seventh, I believe, in the Eastern Conference, and points. They've kind of been sort of middling here of late. Atlanta United's been sort of middling of late. Is this a match that Atlanta United can go down and win? I mean, I know it's a rivalry and you kind of throw out the records and things like that, and Orlando does have a good attack, but is this one of those matches again that we're going to look at and say, okay, this should be they should find a way to go down there and win?
I think so. I think Atlanta United can beat Orlando City, and it's because of what you said. Orlando City, they have like quality in the team, and they have a well-respected coach in Oscar Pareja, but they're so streaky. Like, they're just so streaky, and I thought they'd be a lot better this year. They've been disappointing both away from home and at home. So that should, if I'm Atlanta United, I bet you they're confident that if they play well, it's a team that can beat. But it is always a tricky environment in Orlando. It can really turn on you quickly if you're a visitor and you go down early and you're not playing well. If the crowd's into it, you know, it can affect a visiting team. So I expect the game to be like that, to be tense at the beginning. But I think there's going to be goals, honestly. And I think, again, Atlanta, it was a disappointing result in Chicago, but like you said, I guess you can say, like, okay, it wasn't a loss, and they should be motivated to go to Orlando and steal 3 points.
Check him out on theathletic.com. He covers all things soccer for The Athletic, and join me here on the waitfor.com hotline. Felipe Cardenas is also on Twitter, at Felipe Carr. And as always, Felipe, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here. And listen, go enjoy your Friday night in Midtown. And listen, again, at some point, you know, you'll have to stop by the studios here with us and hang out with us for a little bit.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do this in live. Let's do it live in person, man. Let's take it to the next step.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate the time as always. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Hey,
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show live on this Friday evening with you as we get ready for another match on the road for Atlanta United, this time in Orlando. I'm not sure if they're still the big rival for Atlanta, but we can discuss that here with our buddy Felipe Cardenas. He is joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline, soccer writer for The Athletic. TheAthletic.com is where you can check out all of his work, and on Twitter, at Felipe Carr. Felipe, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Of course. Happy to be on the show. It's Friday night. I'm enjoying a nice Friday night in Midtown Atlanta. So
wow. Okay. Well, yeah, listen, if you're by the studios here, just come on by and swing on through.
All right. I might have to.
you know, listen, this is the mandatory question that always has to be asked when there is a draw for Atlanta United, and that is, does the draw feel like more of a win or more like a victory with what happened in Chicago?
Well, I'll answer your first question that you asked at the top of the show. Orlando City is still, I think it's still Atlanta United's chief rival. You know, I think they've got a couple budding rivalries, but this is the one that always feels like the fans really don't like each other. The players don't like each other. There is a little bit of front office rivalry as well, so it's always fun to watch. You know, the 3-3 draw against the Chicago Fire, it definitely did not feel like a win. It wasn't a draw that felt like a win. It definitely felt like a loss. I think you ask the players, they might say the same thing. It was a tough one, I think, for fans that, you know, I've heard from a couple fans that you just sort of correspond with, and lots of frustration with the way the team is giving up what they say are easy goals. You know, even Gonzalo Pineda, the head coach, said the same thing. They're conceding too easily. And so that's always going to be frustrating, even if you're getting a point out of it, because you should be getting 3 points. Atlanta should be going on the road and earning points against teams like Chicago that aren't at the top of the table.
Does it feel like Atlanta United hasn't taken advantage of their schedule this year, whether it's losing to Charlotte in their home field or a draw like this on the road? I mean, it just feels like that they haven't taken advantage of some of these teams that they frankly should be beating, not tying or losing to. They frankly should be beating.
I'll say yes and no, because the beginning of the set schedule was very favorable. They played, I think, away, and then they had four or five at home. And I remember speaking to Garth Lagerwey for that interview that I reference a lot on your show, because it was just so wide-ranging. It always seems like someone asked me a question, and Garth Lagerwey has addressed it. And one of them was, he told me straight up, like, we've got to be good in those games that we're going to be at home. And they were. They got. That's why they're at where they are in the standings, despite some bad performances. And so, in that sense, they did. But you're right. You know, they should be beating Charlotte at home. They should be getting more points on the road. The players know it. The staff knows it. But they did enough that some of these results haven't been detrimental, you know, to their league standing. They're still pretty comfortable. And the way that teams are playing, it's really tight at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. So if Atlanta can just get more consistent, like, they should be, you know, cruising into the playoffs if they stay at the top.
Felipe Cardenas, soccer writer for The Athletic, joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. With that, have they been a better road team? I mean, they only had, I think it was two victories last year on the road. Do you think so far on the road that they have been a better squad year over year?
No, I mean, there have been few Atlanta United teams that have been able to match what Tata Martino's teams did on the road. They were very good, you know, like they would go in and own teams and just play their way, or just find ways to gut out performances in tough environments. And so, no, you know, this current side, if I'm not mistaken, like, over the last 2 years, they've lost, I think, 21 road games. Like, don't quote me, but I think it's a number like that's not appealing at all. And so that's a huge concern. That's what makes you a contender in MLS, in my opinion. Yes, it's playoffs, so, like, sometimes you just have to get in, and you can do your business in a single elimination tournament. But, you know, that's a concern, because there, even fans think, like, all right, like, it's they're very likely to get a win at home at the Benz, but then they go on the road, and there's just a lot of insecurity, I think, from the fan base and just the results aren't helping. So that's an area that Gonzalo Pineda has, I think if he looks at that stat under his win percentage and his current tenure, he's not going to like it.
So we saw Araujo, that he got the red card in the match against the Chicago Fire. But we also saw here, I guess a couple of days later, that he got fined for what was described as failing to leave the field in a timely and orderly manner.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make of all of that? What did you make of that? Does that seem petty, or do you think it was justified?
It was likely justified. I think when MLS lays down that sort of fine, there's enough evidence, probably video evidence and testimony from those around, and the referees have a report, and that's it. That's all it takes. The player it's going to be tough for a player to win that argument. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not in Luis Araujo's head, but, you know, this is a player that's been under a lot of scrutiny. I think there's a lot of agreement that he's very talented and that he just couldn't be consistent enough here. And that caused, I think, frustration from the fan base, obviously. But he played with a lot of frustration, I thought. You know, and he was described by his teammates as, like, a happy guy, you know, classic Brazilian who's always just, like, happy and smiling. And I see it at training. But on game day, it didn't click. And, you know, that red card obviously coming just days after official news broke that he was being sold to Flamengo. And then that Doug Robertson from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution broke that. And then I was able to break the price, which was indeed a $10 million sale for a player that was about that much. So it's a good bit of business for Atlanta United. And I think the frustration there from the player perhaps is just, you know, a frustrated time in MLS. It didn't go as he wanted.
So I was reading an article in Forbes about Yorgos Yakimakis, and he may be a front runner for the Golden Boot Award this year. And I thought it was interesting because, again, I'm not going to compare anybody to Joseph Martinez. Nobody's ever going to do what Joseph Martinez has been for MLS and for this organization. But is this the closest thing that we have seen to matching his production? I mean, is this kind of where we're moving toward that level of, okay, this is the guy that we can rely on to help score goals when we, you know, there was always when you got an emergency, break glass and bring out Joseph and he'll go score a goal. Is it kind of becoming to that point with Yakimakis that we're starting to see that kind of offensive firepower from him?
Maybe. You're right. You're right about Joseph Martinez. You know, he went on a run in 2019 that the only other player in the world that was scoring, that scored as many goals as Joseph Martinez in consecutive games that year was Lionel Messi. And so that's pretty incredible. That's a high mark. And so Yakimakis, what he's proving is that he's just a legit goal scorer. And that's exactly what Atlanta United needed. And so in that sense, it's a great signing. It's a great find. And they're on their way to solving the problem of having built the first years of the club off of Joseph Martinez's back and what he was going to be able to do in matches. And so that's, you know, you're depending a lot on one player, and Atlanta has suffered, you know, from some of those consequences. But Yakimakis he's just been great, man. And like I think I'm one of those guys that, you know, you always wonder how these center forwards are going to fit, especially in a new team. And it didn't take long for me to see, like, he's going to get his goals in MLS, and he's doing it. And I think, you know, John, what's funny is that we were talking about some of the negatives, right? The frustrations of Atlanta United when, there's talent there. But despite that, Yakimakis is breaking records with the way that he's scoring in his, I think, last eight starts. He's, like, climbing a table there as in MLS lore, and I think that's just a huge bright spot. You know that as soon as you can right the ship a little bit, make some key signings perhaps in midfield, you know, make sure that the replacement for Araujo really works, you already know that you've got a number nine, a center forward that's a killer. And so that's been a massive, massive bright spot for Atlanta.
Perception always has the same effect as truth. And one of the things about Joseph Martinez was it always felt like that, I don't want to say he was going to be an Atlanta United player for life because he obviously isn't now, but it was a situation where it felt like that, okay, he would be a guy that would stay in MLS and would stay with Atlanta United. He was breaking all kinds of records. He was dominating, you know, his league and different things like that. And I don't know how he translated to a worldwide stage, whatever like that. But can the same thing sort of be said about Yakimakis, that this may be a guy that if he starts dominating at a high, high level, that he stays in MLS and he doesn't, you know, get tempted to go somewhere else? That, look, if he can be the best player in MLS, he can make a really good living for himself and a lot of fame and fortune. So is he a guy that stays in this league, or do you think that he's got bigger, better ambitions further on?
The only reason why I think Yorgos Yakimakis would leave Atlanta United and MLS before time or before his contract runs out or just prematurely is if he's unhappy and, you know, the team doesn't win the way he expects it. But other than that, I think this guy came here to be a star. I take his word like it's very genuine, and what he says is sincere. And I think he's a legit leader on this team now. You know, he doesn't have to have the armband to do it. But he can definitely be a star. That, you know, the team just has to figure itself out and know that they have a player like that. So I think Yakimakis, is his goal, and he said it was to come here and make history, and, you know, come here and be a star and win titles. I know a lot of players say that. I get it. Araujo said the same thing. But you can see that Yakimakis really is committed big time. And so, yeah, they've got a star in the making, and he's a mature player. He's an experienced player. He's played in Europe. He's won golden boots in Europe, and, you know, he's that means a lot. That's like, you know, he's a real baller. So it just, again, this team just needs to find a couple key signings, and I think they're going to be a lot better.
This match coming up here tomorrow against Orlando, I mean, they're seventh, I believe, in the Eastern Conference, and points. They've kind of been sort of middling here of late. Atlanta United's been sort of middling of late. Is this a match that Atlanta United can go down and win? I mean, I know it's a rivalry and you kind of throw out the records and things like that, and Orlando does have a good attack, but is this one of those matches again that we're going to look at and say, okay, this should be they should find a way to go down there and win?
I think so. I think Atlanta United can beat Orlando City. And it's because of what you said, Orlando City, they have like quality in the team, and they have a well-respected coach in Oscar Pareja. But they're so streaky. Like, they're just so streaky. And I thought they'd be a lot better this year. They've been disappointing both away from home and at home. So that should, if I'm Atlanta United, I bet you they're confident that if they play well, it's a team that can beat. But it is always a tricky environment in Orlando. It can really turn on you quickly if you're a visitor and you go down early and you're not playing well. It is if the crowd's into it, it can affect a visiting team. So I expect the game to be like that, to be tense at the beginning. But I think there's going to be goals, honestly. And I think again, Atlanta. It was a disappointing result in Chicago, but like you said, I guess you can say like, okay, it wasn't a loss, and they should be motivated to go to Orlando and steal 3 points.
Check him out on theathletic.com. He covers all things soccer for The Athletic, and join me here on the waitfor.com hotline. Felipe Cardenas is also on Twitter, at Felipe Carr. And as always, Felipe, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here. And listen, go enjoy your Friday night in Midtown. And listen, again, at some point, you'll have to stop by the studios here with us and hang out with us for a little bit.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do this in live. Let's do it live in person, man. Let's take it to the next step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate the time as always. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.